I'd like to share with you something that the Lord's been dealing with me about for my own life, and I'd like to share it with you. If I could put a title to it, it would be Self-Help or God's Help, which is grace. With our children, when they're very small, we can dress them there, not able to do it themselves. But I noticed a stage that little children will go through, and probably, hopefully, all of them do it. When they go through a me do it stage, I noticed it with Cassie and Brooklyn as they were getting up a little older. Going to take them outside, and they time to put their coat and shoes on. And instead of just letting me do it, they say, let me do it. They're wanting to be the ones to be able to do it. And I noticed even while they're young, they come to a stage where, let me dress myself. I want to dress myself. Well, you know, really, that's a blessing in disguise for the parents, because you really don't want your child to be 10 years old and they come to you to put their shoes on or help them get ready. It's a blessing for that. And I was thinking in our government today, we seem like we're in a time where there are a lot of handouts that are expected by people. And I can remember a time when I said, you know what? I don't want a handout from the government. I want to make it on my own. And so I would think, you know what, let's do, instead of giving handouts from the government, let's take and get the deficit paid down. That's what we'll do. And then COVID came along, and the $1 trillion bills were passed to send out to people. And you know what I found myself doing? Here's my account number. Put it in my bank. If they're not going to pay the debt down, I'll go ahead and take my share too. So I am impressed with people, hard-working people, in a time where they could take a handout. I notice when it's really hot summertime, some of the Mexican men will be out there, maybe they're doing yard work, sweating and working very hard. I'm impressed by that, not afraid to sweat. I like to read stories of people, maybe they came to this country and had nothing. Nothing but determination. And they were able to start from that point and build something through just determination, hard work, until sometime later you find they have their own company and they have their own employees working for them. They did it through some hard work. We're looking at self-help and God's help. There was a saying that I've heard many times in the past. They pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. You ever heard that saying? And I was looking at what it meant. To succeed or improve yourself without any outside help. No one helped me with this. He was able to do it on his own. Well, when we're talking about God's help, I think of the verse in Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6. It's a warning and an encouragement to me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So we look at what I've talked about up until now, people that are hard workers that seem to make it all on their own with no outside help. And then this verse comes to me and says, don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, all of the things that you're doing, acknowledge how much you need God in it, and he will direct your paths. You know how sometimes we may not realize how much we need him to direct our path. We sing the song 111, God's Way is Best. Had I the choosing of my pathway, in blindness I'd go astray. God's way is best. Heart, cease thy struggling to see and know and understand. So there's a song that I saw. What a contrast to pulling myself up by my own bootstraps. What a contrast to realize how much I need God's help every day in my life. And this song says, I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I found I can't even walk without you holding my hand. How dependent we really and truly are on the Lord. It said thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all the day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. But Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains are too high. The valley's too wide. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. How valuable it is for us in a time where we could do our own self-help, but to realize, Lord, I need you every day, every hour. And I'm thinking of Brother Wright's testimony to us in the past. I think maybe even this past week you mentioned it. Coming to Oklahoma with nothing but maybe a bag of clothes and some willingness to work. And he has been in this congregation for quite a while, so I know this testimony. Times where he wants to work every day. How many times have we gotten a request during the night? I'm sick, but I want to be at work tomorrow. Would y'all pray for me that I'll be able to be at work tomorrow? And then having the testimony that after some years where he started out with just a bag of clothes, now his home is paid for. So where we're talking about self-help, does he take credit for that? We have heard different. We have heard how many times where he asks, Lord, pray for me that I'll be able to go to work tomorrow, and returns with thanksgiving for what God has done for him. You know, what we are is we're dependent upon God. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I'm needing you all the time. And I think back of this testimony that Brother Wright gave. Do y'all remember the forklift competition? I remember the day that Brother Wright came in and put in a request, I'm going to be going to this forklift competition on my job. Now, self-help would say, here's the difference of them. Self-help would say, I am a forklift operator. I am the best there is. Step back and watch this. I want to show you something. But you know, Brother Wright came to a meeting before it happened and said, I would appreciate prayer. I'd appreciate it if the Lord would help us. Help me. And he came back with a testimony after that. The competition was that you extended the forklift, I believe, as high as it would go with a basketball on it, and you drive up to the basketball goal and see if you can drop it in from the height way up there. And his went through. Well, you know what? He came back with a testimony. It wasn't a self-help. It wasn't I tell you what, I'm the best one there is around here. You know, the Bible warns us about those kind of things. But I also remember what happened with that. He took the money that he won, and he went to the West Virginia meeting with that. You know, the world around us would like to tell us there's books, there's things that can give you self-help to where you can be a winner. So I looked at this testimony, and I said, there's a song that says, to God be the glory for all he hath done. Because this really is not a testimony that brings glory to Brother Wright any more than the testimony that I share about Aunt Nelda having peace in her life when you shouldn't have peace would bring glory to her. Instead, what it tells me is, did either one of them pull themselves up by their own bootstraps? Were they able to be successful on their own, and Nelda was not able to have peace on her own? She didn't tell us. I found some self-help books. If you will read those self-help books, it will help you to have peace. She didn't do that. I looked at some, if you look online and say, what are the names of some self-help books? Here's a couple of them. The Power of Positive Thinking. I remember Dad had that book. And here's another one. If you have problems with anxiety, this one says, How to Rewire Your Anxious Brain. Well, you know, Aunt Nelda didn't tell us. I read this book about rewiring my anxious brain, and now I have no problems anymore. You know what she told us about? Was there is peace that God is able to give us. And here's the recipe that I believe both of them would give us, and it's important. Instead of the self-help books, here's where it comes from. I'd like to look in Psalms 121 and 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes to where? The self-help books, the ones that tell me how to make a million in your first so many years. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, I'm not sure that there's anything wrong with reading some of those books, but you know what they need to be is a confirmation of what God has already told us in His Word. There is another song that reminds me of how much I need the Lord. It is, I need Thee every hour. And we really, when we come to the place that we can realize how much I need the Lord throughout my life, whether it's in my business decisions that I make, whether it's in me looking for a home to buy, I need to realize more and more. It's not about, if you were to just look at what is the best advice that can be given to me about buying a home, you know, you could probably go get a book. And it would tell you some details to watch for, how that you can get the best bang for your buck, the most house for your price. But you know what? You can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you in all the decisions of my life. Because there's some little details that we don't know about when we get the best house on the block, the best price. What could some of those details be? We don't know who the neighbor is going to be. When I look for a job, and I have to admit, when I was younger, I had very little requirements for my job. I want to find out how much do you pay, and I want to find out what's the benefits, and if those are good, I'm ready to take it. But you know what I found out over some years? There's some things that are beneath the surface that I don't know about. And if I would go to the Lord and say, I need you every hour, Lord, would you guide me in this decision that I'm about to make? Because I just found my job that is paying better than all the others, but I don't have a clue of the employees that I will be working with. Will they be a help to me spiritually? Will they be a detriment to me spiritually? So this song says, I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. And that's what we need in this time. Desperately we need peace that He can give. It says, I need thee every hour, stand thou nearby. Temptations will lose their power when thou art nigh. Another verse says, I need thee every hour in joy or in pain. Come quickly and abide, or my life is in vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. If I could just realize how much I need the Lord to go with me every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. And then they added the verse of another song that says, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. And you know, that's not just for salvation. He bids us to come to Him with business decisions that we have to make. Maybe even the ones where I just read the self-help book and I know what I should do about it. He still wants me to come to Him because He knows some of the details that others do not. There's another verse in Psalms 46. God, I think we heard this morning. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in our times of trouble. And we can have trouble come to us so quickly. Our day can be going well and something comes and hits us that we're needing him so much. So when I look at self-help, there's a little verse that I want to always remember. It's over in Isaiah 42:8. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. But I want to just look at this part right here. My glory I will not give to another. The credit for having done very good, I won't share that with someone else. So I would like in my life, whenever I'm looking for self-help, where do I turn to? God has grace that is sufficient for us. And grace, sometimes we think about it as just the thing that I need when somebody has given me a lot of problems. But grace is just his divine power that he wants to be able to share with us. Times when I'm not sure about tomorrow, I feel very sure about what I ought to do. But when I can go to him and tell him, Lord, I need you to guide my life. I need you every hour. There is a lesson for us in the 12th chapter of Luke. When we read about the man that the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. You know, we would all like that to happen in our life, on our jobs, for it to produce plentifully for me. What if the next verse had been different? What he's going to do now is real important. And I think this message has to do with us making decisions like he will be doing. What am I going to say after my ground has brought forth plentifully? I remember a song that we sometimes sing. He didn't use this. That song says, I've a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. There's shoes on my feet. And what comes next is real important. Because this man said, I have been able to gain these things. I have been able to attain this. If you look through that 12th chapter, you find that he said, I, quite a few times. He was the self-made man. But for us to realize, Lord, I want to thank you for the things that you have given me. I didn't earn it. You allowed me to be able to have it. And the next part of that song says, you gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Instead, his things that he said after his ground brought forth plentifully was his own plans about what tomorrow would be. And there are some verses for warnings for us. It was warnings back to the children of Israel. In the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, you know, the Lord brought them out of Egypt through the wilderness and into the Canaan land. And he told them, said, I'm going to give you places. I'm going to give you houses that you didn't build. I'm going to give you vineyards. You're going to go into vineyards that you didn't have to plant. You're just going to be able to get the blessings from it. But then he gave some little warnings in the 8th chapter and in the 10th verse. When thou hast eaten and art full, what are we going to do then? Are we going to say, I've been able to get this myself? No, he said, when you have eaten and are full, bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he gave you. And beware, don't forget the Lord thy God. And it says in the 12th verse, lest when you have eaten and art full, this was back for the children of Israel. But think about it for 2022, for us today. When thou hast eaten and art full, hast built goodly houses and dwelt in them, when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, all thy hast is multiplied, here's the danger, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God which brought thee out. And it goes on down, here's the danger for them and could be for us. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand hath gotten me this wealth. For us to realize, you know what, it's God that allows us to have the good things in our life. And I go to him for direction in my life. There's some things happening today with people that they would not have chosen to happen. How quickly things can change. I thought about with Brother Earl, to be healthy and well 1 minute and to be in the condition he is the next minute on Christmas Eve and the change that it has brought about in his life. But you know what? Whenever we have God there to help us out, He is able to walk with us through the good times and through the bad times. And there is a verse in 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. If we can come to the point that I realize, you know what? Success is not of myself. It says our sufficiency is of God. Whether it's in temporal things or whether it's in spiritual things. To realize, you know what? My sufficiency is not of myself. It's coming from God. There is the chapter of John 15. It tells us about the vine and the branches and how much we depend on the vine if we are the branches. Talks about how quickly those branches will dry up when it's cut loose from the vine. And I realize that from my own life, how much I need the Lord to be able to walk with me every day. But in John 15, 15:4, it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And it says in the 5th verse, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So if I could realize, you know what? What does it mean, I can do nothing? There's people out in the world that without the Lord are doing a lot of things. You know, for the Christian, we need to be looking at everything as measuring out into eternity. Without me, the things that you do won't be able to help spiritually for out into eternity. I need the Lord's help. There's a verse in Ephesians 2:8. It's by grace that we're saved through faith. That not of ourselves. There's nothing that I can do to buy salvation for myself. There's no good things that I can do by myself to be able to win it. It's a gift. It's not by works, lest any man should boast. You remember where the Pharisee, whenever he went up to pray, you know, I'm needing God to be able to accept my prayers when I pray. And he went up to pray. And you know, he had some thanksgiving that he gave to God. We ask for thanksgiving whenever we're taking up prayer requests ourselves. Does anybody have thanksgiving? You know, he had thanksgiving. And he was telling the Lord what things he had done. He said, but he had a lot of I's in there. I have done this. I fast twice in the week. Lord, I want to remind you of all the good things that I have been doing. And I give of all that I possess. And Lord, I'm also thankful that I'm not like this other man that is a sinner. You know, for us to realize how much we need the Lord, we will be able to tell the Lord, Lord, you know what? Without your mercy and grace, I would be in the same condition he is. Would you show the same mercy to him that you have shown to me? Paul used the word I, but it was a good time that he used it. Philippians 4:13, he said, I can do all things. Now that sounds like some of the folks that we have read about that says we shouldn't be like them, except that that verse did not stop there. I can do all things. That's not a self-made man, because he finishes up, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I am thankful that we can, with confidence, go out into the world. I can do all things through Christ. I acknowledge my need of him. It's not a self-help. I'm not able to do it on my own. I realize how much I need his help. I need God's help every day. The grace that he can give me, the direction that he can give me in my life, and the confidence that I can have that he is faithful to give me that direction. So we had this verse this morning. We heard it in Hebrews 4 and in the 16th verse. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. For us to be able to realize, you know what, the Lord's offering it to us. Grace that is his divine help in our times of need. And you know what? His divine help when I don't even realize I have a need, that I'm asking him, Lord, I'm not able to make decisions right. I want to ask you to, I've heard of this, winnowing my path. I want you to put into my path the things that will give me the best opportunity to make heaven my home. And then I trust him that he's doing that for me. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace so that we can obtain mercy and that we can find grace to help us in our time of need. What I want to do from this is go to the Lord more often and say, Lord, I want you to guide my life. I see this direction. It seems like the best way to go. But Lord, I cannot see into tomorrow, nor can I see out into eternity. So what I'll do is when you bless my life, I will thank you for it. And I will give you, I will realize you will not give your glory to another. That means he will not allow me to take the glory that he should be getting out of my life. When things go well, I give it back to him. And I practice more and more taking the smaller things of my life and just telling the Lord, Lord, I would like you to help me with this. Because you know what it does after I finish that project? And I tell him, thank you, Lord, for helping me out with this. I used to think the small things I can take care of myself. The big things, I'll take them to the Lord. I found out something by the time I got my hair gray. Those small things can turn into a big thing real fast. The thing when I'm working on a motor and I know what I'm doing, I know how to take care of this problem. And you know, you can drop a screw down inside the wrong spot and you realize real quick, I'm in trouble. I am in big trouble now. Well, you know what? If I can go to the Lord and say, Lord, I think I know how to do this, but I would like you to help me out with it. You remember Brother Marty? Whenever he said the Lord was working with him about giving to the Lord everything that he had. Let it all be mine. And so Brother Marty was consecrating, telling the Lord, look, Lord, everything you have, everything I've got, I give it to you. It belongs to you now. And he said he got home and he went out to the backyard in the shed where he keeps his chainsaw, and his chainsaw was gone. And immediately, you know what thoughts come to your mind? Somebody has come in my backyard and stole my chainsaw. And he said he felt this thing just raising up inside him. Who would have the nerve to come in my backyard and steal my chainsaw? And the stress level is going up. And he said, all of a sudden the Lord talked to him and said, I thought you gave everything to me. And Brother Marty stopped and he said, Lord, somebody stole your chainsaw. He said, you know what? It was amazing the difference of how he felt about it. Lord, that's your chainsaw. You can help me get another one if you want me to have another one. It all belongs to you. And then he said in a short time, his brother came back and said, look, I had a tree down and I came and got your chainsaw and just wanted to bring it back to you. So with that instance, I thought, how many times in my life, you know, we sing that song, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege we have to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And when I want peace in my life, I find, you know what, handing it all to the Lord brings that. I think it did it for Job. When his things were stolen, you know what, I can have my mind churning when I find out who stole my things and I want them back. Job didn't do that. He knew the servant told him who took what animals. He could have stored that away and one day I'm going back after them. But instead, what he said was after they all came to him, he said, the Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to be able to have peace in my life. You know what? It's going to come from the Prince of Peace. And I want to recognize it's not going to come so much through the self-help books that I can find. Those may be good to be able to read, but I need to find confirmation in the Bible. Because Jesus said, I've got peace that I want to give you. It's not like the world will give you. Peace that I can have when trouble is all around me. And it just keeps me going back to Aunt Nelda's life. How she was able to find peace when it seemed like there was nothing that should have given her peace. It's because she was in contact with the Prince of Peace. She could not have read a book about how to have peace in the trouble that she has, but the Word of God had it for her. The Word of God has it for us all. I want to come boldly to the throne of grace. I want to ask the Lord to guide in my life. My desire is to make heaven my home. I desire your prayers.